Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Think outside the box. That's my tip. And don't take yourself too seriously. That was a pretty serious answer.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Well, he wasn't the smart in Turchin.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Last hour of the night here on Almost Entirely Sports. Again, I can give you the weather and the traffic. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why this has become my thing tonight. I just don't know how else I'm starting these shows. I don't know. What I will tell you, though, is that the studio here is a little less empty. Tucker D. Franklin. The D just sort of became a part of your byline because you needed it for your Twitter handle to make sense. But it's here anyway. Tucker D. Franklin. You can follow him on Twitter. Just like that, at Tucker D. Franklin, is back in studio with us. We've had Tucker on a million times, even just over the course of the pandemic, but over the phone. Tonight, Tucker made the drive in studio with us for the hour. We'll do some power rankings. We will also talk about a whole bunch of Chiefs-Bills things. We're going to play this Dan Campbell sound because it's magical. And you might think, well, wait a second. What are Tucker's qualifications other than being the emperor of power rankings? You can see a bunch of his work in a joint project of ours, Arrowhead Report, up on Sports Illustrated, arrowheadreport.com. Also, the host of the rebooted Roughing the Kicker Kansas City Chiefs podcast. New episodes every weekday.
Some are saying better than ever.
Yeah, the best version of Roughing the Kicker that's ever existed. Certainly the most talented, handsome, accomplished host that's ever hosted that podcast. Yeah, I think that's all true. I think you've probably begun redeeming the iTunes reviews for Roughing the Kicker. I'll have to double check that.
Well, they were kind of rough. You left it in a pretty rough spot, I will say that.
I wanted you to have a challenge.
Well, a challenge accepted, I guess. Golly, I remember the first time I checked it, I was like, oh no, Josh quit doing this after Tyreek Hill, huh?
Yeah. Was that around it? Oh, wow.
We are, though, and this is understandable. Hey, this is Tucker's first time ever in chair number two.
That's true, right, with the Facebook?
So, Tucker, see, what we do is, and I don't expect you to know this, no problem. Take the mic and go a little bit to the right.
Yeah.
Because you can see the camera.
Yeah, get that angle.
That way it doesn't, like, go across the face.
You can check over your shoulder real quick on the monitor if you want. See, you're looking
now
great right there.
Yeah. Good,
thanks.
Now it's perfect.
You can see Tucker's hoodie that apparently he made.
I did.
I like it. If you want to see him and you want to see me, you want to see Rudy, you want to just see our handsome faces, you can do so on the Sports Radio 810 Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube channels. Whatever's easiest for you, we'll see your comments no matter where you leave them. But
we just won't know your name if you're on Facebook.
That's right.
I will, because I have both pages, so I can find your name.
I won't, and that's okay.
I'll pass it on.
We'll
figure it out.
Anonymity just from me. So if my mom leaves like a mean comment, it'll just say from empty username, and that's okay.
I'll make sure that you know the mean things your mom has to say about you. Don't worry about that.
Tucker, I just wanted to ask about this because I was distressed to see this morning. What's the status of your car right now? Did the FedEx guy, tell me how your morning started, would you please?
Okay, so my morning started, I usually do a radio hit with KMA in Iowa, and at 9 o'clock
this
in the morning.
Guy.
I woke up and
big time.
Was actually woken up by the call. Fun fact, I was not prepared for it.
That's good. I've got some stories of people that I know have been in sort of varying forms of being when they've been on this show before. And so I'm proud of you.
Yeah. So I received the call and I was still asleep. And I woke up and I said, all right, let me grab my headphones real quick. AKA, let me get myself together.
Yeah.
So I did that, got myself together. Yeah. And then, while I was in the middle of this call, I've got my AirPods in, slight flex.
Yeah.
Had the noise cancellation on.
Yeah.
Optimal
I like experience. The transparent mode whenever I'm doing a little phone interview. I like hearing my headset and the monitors a little bit.
Well,
old habits.
This would have come in handy if I was in transparent mode. My dad opens the door and he's like wearing a mask. I was like, okay, something's up.
Something has gone poorly.
My dad is wearing a mask in our house.
And your dad's a big anti-masker. Your dad's is all made up. Don't get the vaccine.
That's not true.
Your dad's really gone off the deep end.
Okay, I live at home with my parents, if that's not clear now.
And you also don't. Yeah, that's an important detail. Yes. Your dad just busts into your apartment.
No, it was my room in my parents' house.
Yeah.
And he
they're your roommates. It's fine.
Yeah, they're your roommates.
Right. We all got roommates. Yeah, that's a good point. It's a normal thing in your life.
Tough times. Times
yeah.
are tough.
Yeah.
Had to take in some roommates.
Unprecedented times.
Yeah, tough times. The job life not going great. Bad work life balance.
That's but true. Just,
hey, got a bad boss.
Boss like, sucks. Yeah. Boss is a bleep hole for sure. It's because technically I'm Tucker's
Josh's boss
for the SI. Yeah. I just want to make sure. Josh I need to explain sucks. That joke. Yeah. Because I'm terrible.
Because he's bad.
I'm a bad boss
bad,
to Tucker.
Bad boss. Yeah. You know that movie Horrible Bosses?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Jason Bateman, I think.
I thought it was called...
No, it's Horrible Bosses.
It's called Horrible Bosses?
Yeah, it's Horrible Bosses. Tucker's going to hire Jamie Foxx to kill you is the point.
I watched that movie the other day.
Not seen... Say that again?
I watched that movie the other day.
Really?
I need to talk into this for it to pick me
up.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, this is the microphone. Okay. This thing here. It's not just there for decoration.
Okay,
it actually works.
Okay, cool. Back to my story. So my dad walks in. He's trying to talk to me with a mask
he's
on.
Like,
I've got noise cancellation on. So I'm like... I can't hear you, and I'm trying not to talk because obviously
you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio, and the other guy's talking, so I don't want to say, "Hey, Dad, I can't hear you," in the middle of my interview. So time passes. I just kind of ignore him. He leaves my room. So after I get done with my interview, I'm like, "Okay, what could have possibly been so important that my dad came in my room this morning for him with a mask on?"
Yeah.
And I said, "What's up?" And he said, "The FedEx driver hit your car." And I said, what? Because here's the thing. My car wasn't parked on the side of the road.
Where was your car parked?
It was in our driveway.
Oh, no! I didn't know that.
The FedEx driver tried to back into our driveway.
Was he delivering a vanity?
I don't know what he delivered, but it was a good-sized box.
Was he delivering the van?
Was he delivering a van?
Well, he might have been, because apparently he has a backup camera, but that apparently didn't get used either.
Sure.
But it left a nice big old dent in my car that FedEx is hopefully going to fix for me. I did get FedEx to reply to me on Twitter saying, hey, we'll help you out.
That's good. That's good. You're like, yo, share this podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe.
Here's the problem.
We need some 5-star reviews.
Here's the problem, Tucker. You made a mistake by coming in today. Because here's the thing. There's video feed of you, obviously, right now, Tucker.
That's true.
Tucker.
He Ubered in. He got an Uber.
No,
and his leg is in a cast. You can't see it.
Okay, you see, because that's my thing. You should have a neck brace on.
Yeah.
You should be looking as rough as possible. FedEx, Arthur Smith, where are you? Hey, Arthur.
Arthur? You should get a share of the Falcons now.
That's true. I will say, though, somebody, like, quote-tweeted my tweet and said, I would have laid down right beside your car.
Oh, man.
Missed opportunity to cash in.
You could have retired and finally stopped having a bad boss. You could have came in tonight, just really told your boss how you felt, and then just left.
Yeah. Mm.
All things we could have done.
Let me give you this good note. Yeah. Oh wow. The FedEx help tweet even says, "I'm gonna like their tweet, so they know that I appreciate their Evelyn. I appreciate Evelyn reaching out. Good morning, Tucker. My name is Evelyn, and I am so sorry to hear about your car getting hit. Please DM me any truck information, your full address, phone number, and email address, so I can help. Thank you. Did you DM them, or do you have faith that it's gonna get figured out?
No. Well, I'm keeping that one in my back pocket. You know, it's like a wild card.
I think I would shoot him a DM and be like, hey. I think it's going to get handled, but I'm going to respond to you, you know, within 24 hours know that I know that you know that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn.
If that's your real name.
If that's your real name.
Well, Jake from FedEx said he was going to get back with me.
No, it's Jake from State Farm.
Well, that's what I thought, too, but apparently he had to take on a second job because times are tough.
Let me give you a little hope here. Let me give you a good car got hit story.
Would love it.
I've only had cars that have been... you know, on the end of their life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And my previous car, the one that I have now, my first car was a 1998 Plymouth Neon. That thing, I really love that car more in retrospect than I did at the time because it was, in most cases, a nightmare. Mm-hmm. But I had it for a while and it was parked in the street outside my parents' house. And our neighbor across the street had like a big like pickup truck or something. And he backed into it, left a little dent in kind of the back quarter panel, missed the door and everything, not just cosmetic, but put a little dent in there. And then he said, listen, this is a company car. It's on my company's car insurance and stuff. We'll get this figured out, whatever. They had an inspector come out. They went, yeah, you know, this car is old and bad. And to get that fixed would probably be about as much as the car is worth. So here's a check for like, it was like $2,000 or something, which I could not, which is what I paid for the car. Like, yeah. I put more money into it. But it was something like that. And it was like, this is, okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think it would have a salvage title. Now it's like, I'm going to sell it for, I ended up selling that car for $100 at the end of its career.
Wow.
There was not a lot of life left in that poor car. But it was it ended up being great because they just went like, yeah, it's total. I mean, you could totally legally drive it and everything, but we're just going to give you the check for the value of the car and we're all going to move on with our lives. So like, that's great. So I drove that car with a dent in it for another year and a half or something. And then I had like a grand or two in my pocket that I didn't expect to have. So I'm hoping for you that they, because you know what? I was going to say, I want you to tell me what state the car is in. Go. Hey, Tucker, what state's the car in right now?
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
Not good.
We've been trying to play this. I've been meaning to play this Dan Campbell audio for a very long time today. We've not gotten to it yet. And we have four power rankings categories, and one of them will be even more confusing if you don't have the context of the Dan Campbell audio. Rudy, I want the full minute one here. This is the... He was the assistant to the head coach in New Orleans. This is head coach Dwight Schrute right now. That is not a joke. He was Titans coach and assistant to the head coach in New Orleans.
Do you think he was going around telling people assistant head coach, assistant to the head coach?
100%. 100%. You think that guy's goatee? That is a goatee that forgets to say the phrase to the in the middle of that. But it's Dan Campbell. He is the new head coach of the Detroit Lions. He had his introductory press conference today. And this minute, you can leave all of our mics on, Rudy. We'll just, Tucker, don't curse. Listen to the man now in charge of the Detroit Lions. This has some cliches kind of in the front end, and then it really, really gets going.
This place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's been bruised. And I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't. But none of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that. So excuse my language.
Whew.
All right. Here's what I do know is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city, all right? And the city's been down, and it found a way to get up, all right? It's found a way to overcome adversity, all right? And so this team's going to be built on.
Here we go.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you.
Heck
and when
yeah.
you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing. All right, that's going to be the mentality.
For long,
quiet.
The hunk.
Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Shh, 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 shh. I need perfect silence. Dan Campbell. More like Dan Cannibal.
What do you think what is in his Campbell's chunky soup?
Probably kneecaps. Probably chunks of human flesh.
Mine was better.
Probably human remains. Did the Detroit Lions just hire Hannibal Lecter over Eric Bieniemy? Like, listen, you can say whatever. Maybe Eric Bieniemy has had some tough interviews, but do you think he ever tried to, like, eat a finger of the owner mid-interview? Because it seems like Dan Campbell might be, like at least interested in that.
You know what? Here's the thing. If he tried, you know what that means? Man's not afraid. You don't want a coach who's afraid to eat the finger of anybody. You want a coach who will literally eat the finger of anybody. That's a coach you'll run through a wall for.
Do you think he dreams about being able to coach Ronnie Lott? And whenever he was,
no,
because you know,
Ronnie
his whole...
Lott didn't have enough fingers for him to bite off.
But can you imagine how like, can you imagine what Dan Campbell would have done in that moment where he's like, listen, just cut it off. He's like, no, don't let it go to waste. I mean, I'll do it. Yeah, come here. What? you're going to cut off my finger. No, it's, I'm going to bite off the tip of your pinky. Well, I'm sorry. You're going to bite it? Yeah. It's fine. Come here. Are you drooling, Dan? No! Let me just help you amputate the... Listen, you can cut it off. Just when you're done, do you need it for anything? Because I'm making a stew tonight whenever I get home, and I would just love a little extra flavor. If I could just get... just a little nibble. We're going to take on the identity of our city thing is so overplayed at this point. The only thing that Dan Campbell apparently knows about Detroit is they had a real tough time during the recession. Like, what are we talking... Like, yeah, cars! Ha-ha! Like, I don't know that makes any real sense. Can you just play the shorter version there, Rudy? It's like the last 20 seconds. Let's just one more time. If we could bite off a chunk of that.
So this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right.
Fine,
and
I guess.
And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you.
Weird.
And when you knock us down,
we're crazy.
We're going to get up. And on the way
that's
up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
What? That's right? Not.
And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down.
That's okay. Fine. Right? Again.
And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap. And we're
going
to get up.
Taking?
And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing. All right. That's going to be the mentality.
It's crazy. Bite off a kneecap is not. No one's ever said that. You know why? Go ahead, everybody, right now.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're all losers.
Everyone, right
dorks.
Now, open your mouth as big as you can. My jaw like pops and stuff. If my jaw gets stuck, you guys are gonna have to finish this show. Okay. Now, kind of with your fingers, like kind of get a measurement of how big, approximately, your teeth can get. Huh? Okay. Now put that on your kneecap. It's not gonna work! It's not gonna work!
I can take a chunk out.
You not of your kneecap, you couldn't? No!
Yeah, I got this.
That's
no!
Bone.
I got this.
It's bone!
I got this.
You're gonna skin your knee with your teeth, basically.
Take a chunk out.
Like, I mean, this dude is just... It's Dan Campbell who watches... He watches two things. Game film and The Walking Dead. It's so strange.
We need a coach, though, like this in the NFL. The NFL always needs at least one coach like this. And honestly, a place like Detroit is the perfect place for him to be.
They gave him a six-year deal!
It's too good.
They interviewed him and thought, yeah, let's do that for six years.
I wish
years.
I could have seen that interview.
I mean...
Passion, baby.
Do you think they interviewed him and Bienemy at the same time? He's like, I'll bite his bleeping kneecaps
you're
off.
You're forgetting. He is a Detroit Lion legend. And he played three seasons there. In 1 year, he had 20 catches.
Legend.
The phrase that really gets me is hunk out of you.
it was hunk, not chunk.
I thought it was. I'm pretty sure
I think
it's
it
hunk.
Might have been hunk. I think you're right. I think he says hunk
out of you. Chunk for the first parts. But then the last time he says hunk.
Where does that come from?
I mean, is that, you know, you can be a hunk, and
right.
I am. Let's see. A hunk can be a large piece of something, especially food, cut or broken off of a larger piece.
Like a kneecap?
It does say something. It says of something, especially food, which I would say a kneecap isn't necessarily. Human flesh isn't necessarily.
It's food for something.
So the two definitions of the word hunk are a large piece of something, especially food, cut or broken off a larger piece.
Dan Campbell.
And then, I would argue this one also really describes Dan Campbell to a T. A large, strong, sexually attractive man.
Absolutely.
I think that's it.
Take a hunk out of a hunk. Careful, Dan Campbell. Watch your kneecaps. Is he the only active head coach with a goatee? I haven't thought about this, but because like whenever Travis Kelce broke out the goatee this year, that was like he made a choice and he's been pretty much riding with it. And, you know, good for him. But can you I mean, I don't really want to just Google like list of NFL head coaches or just like a bunch of logos. I need something to kind of set my.
Yeah, I feel like I can almost picture somebody. With a goatee, but I'm having a hard time figuring out who.
Okay, we're going to do this, and we're going to come back, and we're going to do power rankings. This is the new plan. There's a power ranking related to Dan Campbell's weird... I'm afraid of calling it the wrong thing.
Does Matt Rhule have one?
Yes.
Oh, is Matt...
Matt Rule might.
I think sometimes Matt Rule has like that lazy goatee where you don't.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of stubbly though.
I think it's a little bit more than stubble, but it's not quite goatee.
The goatee is a bold choice, though. I will say that.
No, he's got honestly. Well, that's from Baylor. Is this good radio? He's wearing a mask in a lot of these pictures with the Panthers, which makes things tough. I'm seeing beard. I'm seeing stubble. I'm seeing, maybe a beard that kind of tapers on the edges a little bit.
No.
But I would not call this
definitely not a goatee.
Not a goatee. Certainly not a Dan Campbell goatee. Cliff Kingsbury, probably not. You know what?
Dan came into my head. Actually.
Dan Quinn, I think, had one. Does the NFL have a one in one out goatee policy? So I think Dan Quinn was a goatee
think of
guy.
Another coaching policy like that. One in, one out.
There should be a Rooney Rule for coaches with goatees.
Special
I'll say it.
Coordinators. That's why Tobes never got the job. Harbaugh
has to be vanquished first. I need Chaotic Warrior on Twitch just says I can imagine that interview being intense. And yeah, dude, yeah, it has to be. Because he's got a little something in the corner of his mouth. You can't quite tell what it is, but it's darker
it's
and redder than you'd like for. It's an entire finger hanging out. Yeah, because your head coach is Hannibal Lecter. I'm just scrolling. This is not good radio at this point. I'm just sort of scrolling through team logos, trying to picture their head coaches. Vrabel's probably like, I bet whenever Vrabel shaves, he shaves it into a goatee and goes like, maybe next time, and then just finishes shaving and moves on.
Is he clean shaved?
I think he's a kind of 5 o'clock shadow guy. What about Bruce Arians? Is he full beard at this point?
No, I think he is goatee.
I think he might be
Bruce
a goatee
Arians,
guy.
I feel like if he's not right now, I feel like he has been in his life. I think he
definitely
is now.
He has been, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
My computer's not really kind of working sort of internet-wise at this point anymore, so...
Me neither, so...
Probably a coincidence.
Yeah. I hope we're still on Facebook.
Yeah,
we should be, because that's a direct connection.
That's fine.
Usually
our
direct connection
Google.
Here is good, the Wi-Fi, not so much.
I gotta turn off my Wi-Fi. Nope, site can't be... Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, big, strong white goatee for Bruce Arians. All right, so there's no more than two active head coaches with goatees at a time then. That's got to be the rule.
Imagine Andy Reid with a goatee.
He tried to do a little bit of a beard thing in Philly once. It is a challenging image. Because it just looks wrong. Because that dude has a look. Although I will say, one thing that Andy Reid did figure out later in his sort of coaching career... Basically, sort of buzz cut Andy Reid with a mustache is a stronger look than sort of the kind of puffy, receding kind of hairline. Mm-hmm. He's in that sweet spot right now. He's got it figured out. And also, he just won a Super Bowl, so like,
do whatever he wants.
He could have mutton chops and be like, "That's genius.
This is it.
That looks so good.
That would be awesome.
That would be great. Let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's come back. Let's do power rankings. Whatever time we have left over at the end, we'll talk more about Dan Campbell, and we'll see if Tucker can give us a little Chiefs-Bills prediction. You feeling like you got a prediction in you?
I can come up with one.
You think you can say two numbers in an order where the first one is bigger and the second one is smaller?
After today?
Probably, but probably listen, that FedEx, you got your bell rung by that FedEx driver who hit you is what we're saying now. And really, I mean, there's a class action lawsuit coming in because now I've been damaged by the damage they did to you. They ruined the show because you're here and you shouldn't have even gotten here at all.
Right.
You Tucker right now is a limited participant in a limited radio show. Or he's a full participant
full
in a limited
participant
radio show.
In a limited radio show.
That's right. So he's a limited participant in radio today. Let's take a break. Whenever we come back, power rankings with Tucker. We've got a couple of doozies. You'll have to wait to the other side of the break before you find out what I mean.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Tucker, what's your number one type of ice?
Vanilla.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Tucker Franklin in studio with us to close out the show tonight. You can follow him on Twitter at Tucker D. Franklin. Check out everything he's doing on Arrowhead Report on Sports Illustrated. He's the deputy editor there. His boss stinks, but that's not his fault. And you can hear him daily hosting the Rough and the Kicker Chiefs podcast, which has had a whole cast of characters on it as of late. Has included Seth Kaiser, Nate Taylor.
Never heard of him.
Some people never heard of. Sam Mellinger, who's never even been on this show. Whew. Big get, Kittens. That was a little bit ago, but that actually, I remember that conversation, still pretty relevant at this point. Is his microphone on, or is he a little quiet mouse right now?
His microphone probably wasn't on.
That's probably right.
I'll say it again. Yeah.
I saw him kind of go, bah. Like his mouth open, but no sound. Okay. Well, it sounds like his mic's probably not on, and that's okay. What's on Rough the Kicker tomorrow?
Ooh, tomorrow, it's just Jordan and I, Jordan Foote and I.
Jordan was on this show a week or so ago. Jordan's great.
Yeah, so we actually have a conversation about, obviously, our week daily now, Patrick Mahomes injury update.
Yep.
Because you have to give a daily Patrick Mahomes injury update. I kind of took a bit after you where I played breaking news after I say Patrick Mahomes injury update. So
it's fine. Listen, the highest form of flattery is exactly robbing my bleep at gunpoint and, you know, not crediting me in any way. And that's fine. I'm flattered.
Yeah, people know what they get when they come to the podcast. And it was kind of a little disjointed podcast, actually, on today's show when you're listening to this. What day is today? Thursday?
Yeah, who cares? It's Thursday. Welcome back into the show. It's 10:30 on a Thursday.
It's Friday somewhere.
41 degrees. It's 5 o'clock on a Friday somewhere. Brum, 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 brum. Rudy Salazar with the traffic report. Go ahead to Rudy in the helicopter.
There's cars.
What's that? It looks like there's a police chase. What's that? Is that a FedEx truck being chased by a squad of police cars?
I see a little chief boy in that FedEx truck.
Wait a second. Tucker's at two places at once. Incredible. It's disjointed tomorrow on the Friday episode.
So, yeah, we actually are going to have a bonus episode out on Saturday.
Got to.
Yeah.
Got to. Six episodes this week. Got to.
Yep. Nick Fierro of Bill Central on SI is going to be on Saturday's edition. So, Jordan and I on Friday, which is tomorrow's episode, we play a little game called Quarterback Roulette, where we place chips on different quarterbacks in the AFC who we think is going to win a Super Bowl that aren't named Patrick Mahomes. We play that game, and then I also rant about how Brett Veach wasn't named Executive of the Year by the Pro Football Writers Association of America. But if you follow me on Twitter, you already know I was kind of upset about that.
Yeah, that got a little blip on the Chiefs Twitter radar today.
Here's the thing, guys. Mm-hmm. Like
put your camera on yourself, Rudy.
I understand us wanting, Chiefs people in general to win awards.
Yeah,
the world's tired of us.
That's true.
It's exhausted.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, all of them, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. Like, we're not tired of Travis Kelce yet, which is why he went off as a player of the year, and then next year he'll be the
Derek
most.
Derek Henry
he'll be the
won
most.
The Pro Football Writers version
of
that.
That's a bad sign. Well, point there. Okay, God. Of course, it's going to be Derek
it ruined
Henry.
My whole day. I just remembered it.
Anyways, people like him now. Next year, he'll be the most overrated tight end in NFL history.
Happened with Kittle. Kittle became the best tight end in football because people get tired of stuff.
Yeah, because that's just how it goes. And we just got to deal with it. People are already tired of us.
Yeah.
And you know what? Fine. You know why? Super Bowls, baby.
Mountaintop.
We got Super Bowls, and we got Garth Brooks banners. What more could you want?
An NBA franchise. Personally.
I don't know if I really want that.
What were you going to say, Tucker?
I mean, it only took, 2 years for that to happen?
It happened so fast.
So fast.
Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes both so quickly.
Everybody hates him now. Everybody doesn't want to talk about how Brett Veach brought back 20 of 22 starters before the COVID opt-outs, obviously.
Right.
He can't control that. And then, you know,
he should have made Laurent Duvernay-Tardif quit being a doctor.
Right.
That's Bean would have done that.
He would have probably. Yeah, that's why he's the executive.
I think
leader.
Dan Campbell would have let LDT go save lives. God no.
You know how much Dan Campbell would love to have a doctor on his roster. He knows exactly how to break down a body. I mean, make dinner. I mean, oh God.
Did you see that his nameplate for his office said the dude on it?
I still don't know if that's real or not. I still don't know if it's real.
I want to believe it so bad.
I do too. The Lions tweeted it out. I just don't know if it's real or not.
I think it is. It feels like it is. But I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past Dan Campbell to do something like that, though.
Here's
I like
thing.
The fact that
it's not a terrible move. I kind of like. Awesome. I kind of like.
Really I cool. like the fact that you know that in those negotiations for the new contract, he wanted it. And he told his agent, "Hey, make sure that outside my office it says Matt Campbell, the dude."
By the, I mean,
because you heard the thing about him going like, you know, like he told his agent, "Hey, tell them that they're interviewing Matt Campbell, the Iowa State head coach, and I'll have a better." He's like, "Then maybe I'll have a better shot at getting this job."
He does look like the dude a little bit. His hair, he's got sort of a high and tight version. But if you look at his headshot from when he was with the Lions, okay. It is striking.
Yeah,
it is strikingly Lebowski.
That's a dude.
Have you seen him being compared to PC Principal from South Park?
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
Yes, Danielle, the producer of Times R, has made me aware of that, because I did not know who that was, and then she sent it to me, and it's just him.
I had not seen that yet, but that is a good comp.
Yeah, just puts the little Pit Viper sunglasses on him, and golly.
The Lions responded to the picture with head coach / the dude. They responded to it with a picture of the same sign, but instead of saying Dan Campbell, head coach / the dude, it says Detroit Lions Photoshop team, which is also a pretty good flex, because they double dipped on that, and it looks great. So apparently it doesn't actually say Dan Campbell, head coach / the dude.
But now you have to make it say that. Like, you have to get a new one.
Yeah, I feel lied to.
And now has to say that.
Yeah.
What's this world come to? You just lie about stuff like that?
Listen, you're going to tell me Dan Campbell doesn't really eat body parts. What is this?
I thought 2021 was supposed to be better. He's on our screen in here right now. I mean, he just... oof.
Man. That goatee is a goatee.
It is. It sure is.
There's no hiding that one.
That dude has a spare tire on his face. It is powerful. It is strong. It'll mop up all the blood after he bites your bleeping kneecap off. Let's do power rankings. This is something we do with Tucker. We'll have a few categories. We'll power rank five things from 5 to 1. We'll go around the room. We'll each do it. We do it one at a time. It's a great game. We love this game. We've got probably three categories today. We've spent too much time talking about a cannibalistic head coach in the NFL.
I don't know if you can ever spend enough time on that, to be honest.
Well, let's test it, because our first category today is going to be body parts of an opponent that you'd eat in an NFL game. Rudy, what's your number five body part of an opponent you'd eat in an NFL game?
So for me, number five, it would be the right pointer finger. So
okay.
It's an important body part for many things, catching a football, you know, guiding the foot. It's very important.
Signaling a first down.
Yes, you need that right pointer finger.
Tucker, number five.
So I kind of took this from a perspective of what's uncovered when you're playing football, right? Because there's a lot of clothes when you play football.
Sure.
My first few body parts I thought of was like, nope, it's just not possible. Can't get an eye.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, a helmet, you can't really go for anything on the face or the head because of the helmet.
Yeah.
So I went with calf. You know, some guys, you know, Marcus Peters, no socks, get the exposed calves.
Yep.
You could just take a nice little chunk out of that one.
It's a safe, easy option, right? Like, it's there. Exactly.
And it's going to be hard to do much without it.
Right.
Sammy Watkins had, like, a calf tweak and missed, like, 4 weeks. Imagine if you miss a calf chunk. My number five is literally anything other than a kneecap. I think that might be one of the worst things to start with. You're not going to get a good bite there. That's absolute nonsense. Rudy, number four.
So, kind of playing off the kneecap, the ACL, the back of the knee, that's
the knee
perfectly,
pit?
It's just, it's there. It's exposed. That's easy pickings.
Okay, Tucker, number four.
It gets hard here. I think this is where this gets tough.
This is easy.
Tough.
I mean, I don't know
tough.
What you're
Let's say
about.
Tough.
Tough. I went with butt cheek because.
I think the players have butt pads.
It's got to be not on the cheeks.
I mean, I did in high school.
That's a tailbone pad.
You did not play college. You did not play high school football with a butt cheek pad, did you?
No, butt pads.
The tailbone, like the little thin one.
It wasn't that thin.
All right, Rudy, I hear with the dump truck, I guess. Jeez.
But I mean, you get Mark Ingram lined up against you.
You got a lot of padding in that area. There's the hip pads. Like, there's a lot of padding around that area.
I'm going to kind of do a little snake draft style here. I'm going to go ahead and give you my number four and my number three simultaneously. Number four is, I'm having real regrets about this category. Number three is butt. It's not made of bone.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of fabric you got to get through.
Rudy, what's your number three body part of an opponent you'd eat in an NFL game?
Right thumb. Try to get any, like, who can do anything without the right thumb?
Yeah. Tucker, number three.
I got the bicep.
Just good cut of meat right there. Just a good answer. Not really a joke to have there. Just, if you're going to be a cannibal, probably pretty good. Might be a little tough.
It would be a tough cut.
Number two, Rudy.
Number two, oh, for me? I thought we were going to you. Okay.
I did the snake. Gotcha. What? Fine. You know what? I'll go
okay.
to you. Go ahead
now
and flip the camera back to me.
Okay.
Number two, I just have hand. And I know that you've kind of gone individual there, Rudy. But I'm thinking if you basically get any of those things, that's gonna be real tough to get you back in for the game,
If I lost my pinky, I'm fine.
I guess that's true. But I feel like if Mahomes lost a pinky, the quarterback loses their right pinky.
If Mahomes lost his pinky, yeah, he could still throw a football 65 yards.
That's a great point. If Mahomes
could just start throwing left-handed.
Mahomes could, yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's the right take, actually. Anyway, I say hand number two. Rudy, number two?
The throat. Go right for the throat.
I'm surprised that's not what Dan Campbell said. We'll take a bite out of your kneecap. We'll step up. We'll bite
right
your throat. Rip your throat out.
Right for the throat.
Jeez. Tucker, number two.
I had fingers, plural.
Yeah.
But I think that's just common.
Basically little buffalo wings,
Right.
What are fingers if not little buffalo
little
wings?
Carrots.
Little carrots. Gross. Number one for me is actually the calf. I think that's exactly great. Here's the thing. You get in there, you can do some damage in there. And it's basically big turkey leg, Here's at the Renaissance Fair. That's all. This is maybe our grossest top five power ranking. Rudy, what's your number one?
The Achilles. It's weak. It's right there.
Yeah,
it's quick. It's simple. It's easy. Done.
Boom. Game over. Tucker, what's your number one?
Hammy. Get a nice bite out of that hamstring right back there. You're donezo for a long time. Again, ask Sammy Watkins. That dude deals with the hammies.
Would you like to bite Sammy Watkins' hammy?
I never said that.
This concludes our collective group interview to be assistant coaches for the Detroit Lions.
Assistant to the head coach.
Next power ranking here. Let's do Lazy Day apparel. Our top five pieces of Lazy Day apparel. Let's start with Rudy this time. Rudy, what's your number five piece of Lazy Day apparel?
Well, we did start with me last time, but the order got mixed up, so I ended up
let's start with Tucker, number five. You know what? I'll go first.
Okay.
My number five, treat yourself. Get some good underwear. Mm. Listen, you gotta get your base right. If you might get all the rest of this figured out, but if step one is you're gonna put on some straight up boxers or whatever, some made of sackcloth, that's no good. Get yourself some comfy undies. Whatever that means to you is up to you. Tucker, what's your number five Lazy Day apparel?
Listen, I was right there with you. I think a fresh pair of underwear. You
gotta
know,
be fresh.
Because sometimes when you sleep, they get a little messed up, a little bunched up.
Yeah, I'm going to face the wall for the rest of the segment, I think. Tell everyone more about how your underwear get a little messed up when you sleep, Tucker.
Well, I mean, it's just nature, okay?
No! What?
I'm saying when you move in your sleep, it right up.
Rudy, number five.
I also have boxer, but boxer briefs.
Absolutely got to be boxer briefs.
Yeah,
absolutely
got to
be boxer briefs.
Like I know, there's this thing called opinions, right? And everybody like what you like, but no, this is one of those questions. There's only one right answer. It's boxer briefs.
100%.
And a nice pair of boxer briefs, good. It's the foundation.
If you wear boxers, you're missing out. If you wear briefs, you're a pervert.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better.
Number four for me. Did I go first? I think I went first.
You did.
Yeah. Number four for me. Some fuzzy socks. Especially if it's in a chilly sort of situation. You can't let your little piggies get real cold. That's no good. Tucker, number four.
I went with a robe. I like the overall coverage of a robe.
Oh, I don't have that on my list. You can tell right now, but I'm
wrong. I've never owned a robe, so I don't have it on
I've
my
got
list,
a
but
nice
that sounds nice.
Fleece robe. I actually did a TV hit in my fleece robe one time.
Oh, that's so good.
Which was pretty good. It was right after the draft. But yeah, a robe is one of my favorite things.
I got a fuzzy robe with a hood on it, some big pockets. It's killer. But it's not on my list. Real oversight by me. Rudy?
So this, would be more of a summer lazy day, but I have these Nike running shorts, and they kind of actually have compression shorts built into them, and they're just the perfect length, and they're super comfy, and it's just you get a nice little airflow in there. They're just very good.
Number three for me is a good roomy beanie. You don't need to be wearing some skull cap that's going to squeeze your brains out through your ears. I thought I had one in my bag. I don't think I do right now. Real oversight by me. I got a specific beanie. It's that sort of that greenish sort of turquoise one that I've worn a couple of times here. It just like sets over my head in a way that it's very comfortable, but it keeps your hair up where, you know, you don't have to worry about it. Nice little warm dome. It's great. You do not need to be, again, something squeezing your brains out. A nice, comfy, maybe a little bit of a stretched out beanie. Tucker number three, Lazy Day Apparel.
I like, no matter winter or summer, I like wearing a baggy pair of shorts. You know, just to really... Never mind.
I used to be the baggy shorts guy. Now I'm more of the running shorts guy.
Mm. I'm gonna bleep you guys up with my number one. I can already tell. It's gonna be a whole thing.
That's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Rudy, number two.
Number three for me is cozy socks. Yeah, like and this is really three through one is really what I'm typically gonna wear on a day. So on a lazy day, but I like nice cozy socks. I like my feet to feel nice and snug and warm and toasty.
Yeah, that's good. Number two for me is a hoodie, one size up. I've got two of these. I got two of these bad boys that one of them I ordered because I got it on eBay. They only had it in a double XL, but it's a hoodie I really liked, and it was a good price. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get that double XL hoodie, and we're going to see. Now, listen, at this point, I could wear it with nothing but a pair of those fresh boxer briefs, and you would have no idea what was going on down there. Like, it's long. The sleeves are long. The hoodie is long. The sleeves are long. It's a little baggier. You like to be a little more room in the pits than in the armpits than there needs to be. But it's a great hoodie, and it's a clutch every lazy day piece of lazy day apparel. The hoodie is. Tucker, number two. We'll wait for the music. There we go.
Yep, okay. You really threw me off with that one. I'm going with a nice pair of slippies. I got to have a good pair of slippers. To
love
nice,
some good slippies.
Sometimes my feet get a little too hot, though, if I don't wear socks with them. So I sometimes sock up and then put my slippers on because they're like the fur-lined ones. I don't get the fur all messed up, so that's what I go with.
No, that's a good call. Yeah. A good pair of slippies. I have regret about not including a robe or specifically a pair of slippies. Rudy, number two.
I'm a big fan of a long sleeve T-shirt with a hoodie. Just like
you
like,
crush
I,
a long sleeve T-shirt with a hoodie.
I love long sleeve.
You're wearing one right now.
I am. I don't own enough long sleeve tees with the hoodies. I need to buy more long sleeve tees with the hoodie. Weirdly enough, long sleeve tees with a hoodie can kind of be hard to find because like a lot of times, sometimes they're a little too thick. Sometimes I don't have the hoodie, and it's just like finding that right perfect one. It can be a little bit challenging.
I don't see you putting the hood up very often, though, which is interesting.
Not often. Sometimes
you like
I
to
will,
know it's there, though.
But like, it's kind of an aesthetic. But like, sometimes I'll put it on if I'm like laying in bed. Sometimes if my ears get a little cold, maybe, especially during the winter months. But you know, I don't need it up.
By the way, you say it's aesthetic. You know, this is a little off the board. I'm gonna say. You want to feel like you look good, even if you're just there, if you're home by yourself
for
or
sure.
whatever.
Yeah.
Don't go wearing some mismatching stuff unless that's the vibe you're looking for. Here's my number one. My number one, athletic pants. Now I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna make sure I don't show Facebook more than I need to at this point. I'm wearing some right now. They're basically yoga pants, which is why I'm using one of our mini stuffed animals to try to leave some things to your imagination. I'll turn this way. Leave some things to your imagination. You can zoom back out again, Rudy. We're good now. These are basically yoga pants. They're like joggers, whatever. They're made out of stretchy but like breathable material. They're not fleece lined. I don't need that mess in my life. These sorts of pants. I got a couple pairs of them. Especially even a pair of sweatpants that are like joggers that have the cuff on the bottom. They are an absolute key. If I'm wearing the wrong pants on a lazy day, I'm not enjoying my lazy day. That's my number one. Tucker, what's your number one?
I've got the big old hoodie. I'm wearing one right now, actually.
Love the big old hoodie.
Big old hoodies are actually like a fashion statement, too. Oversized clothes are a fashion statement.
Here's the move. You wear your oversized hoodie and some skinny athletic pants.
Boom.
You're an icon, baby.
Yep.
You're an icon.
You're Travis Kelce, essentially.
It's my dream. Rudy, what's your number one Lazy Day apparel piece?
Yeah, quickly. Yo, I have a couple oversized hoodies, and I'm weird in the sense that I kind of like my clothes to be a little tighter. Like, I it's almost like I want my clothes to be, like, hugging me at all times,
yeah.
I guess. Maybe it's because I didn't get enough love for my mom as a child.
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe
do you want Tucker to give you a hug on the way
out? Maybe it's because, like, you know, people just keep leaving me in my life. I don't know. But I like my clothes just feeling like they're hugging me all the time. So my number one is joggers, cause like they're hugging my legs, and my legs need some hugging too.
I feel that way about the pants. I like the baggy hoodie and the skinnier pants. I don't really
By
know
the
why.
Way, mom, if you're watching, I love you. I didn't mean it, cause sometimes she watches.
Oh, that's crazy. You told me before that you're gonna totally put your mom on blast and that you meant it. You said that during the break. That's crazy. Should we take a break and come back and do our last round of power rankings?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
You know what? Let's do that. Tucker D. Franklin, host of the Referee the Kicker Chiefs podcast, deputy editor for Arrowhead Report on SI, in studio with us. Last round of power rankings for the night whenever we come back.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
That's more 35-8-8 in games in the postseason than Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, or Michael Johnson. Magic Johnson. Oof. Tough with words. And Wilt Chamberlain combined. Probably the kombucha.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Rudy and I were telling Tucker during the break this is the only good royalty-free music that exists. You're not with us on this, Tucker?
No, that's a good nasty face.
Okay, I was like, Tucker gave us a real stank face, but I couldn't tell. It didn't have the little, like, kind of lip curl thing that I can't really know.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can either, but I feel like I can feel it. I don't know. It's Tucker Franklin with us for the hour. You follow him on Twitter at Tucker D. Franklin, deputy editor. Whoa! Deputy editor of Arrowhead Report. We got to move fast. Okay. He does power rankings. You can listen to the Kicker Chiefs podcast. Our last power ranking of the day, commercials featuring Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to go first. Number 5, the one where he throws the football into people's yards and destroys food. It's a Hy-Vee commercial. Rudy, number 5.
For me, number 5, I have the one where he's sitting at lunch with Aaron Rodgers and Jake from State Farm, and he's just, you know, they're just having a conversation. He's just squeezing all the ketchup.
Tucker, number 5.
I have the holiday Hy-Vee one where he's like, anybody want a knife? And then he, like, cheeky
like, no!
winks at the camera, like, oh, I knew
We're
that.
We're going to have a lot of repeats, I think, in this circle. Number 4, that State Farm one where he has the shirt with the birds on it. I think they're playing cornhole. I don't care. I just like that shirt with the birds on it. That's why it's number 4. Rudy, number 4.
Number 4, when Patrick Mahomes is playing bags, talking to Jake from State Farm, just tossing the bags, not looking.
With the bird shirt.
Yeah.
Number 4, Tucker.
The throwing balls, the Hy-Vee one where he's tearing up everything. Yep.
Number 3, the new Head and Shoulders one where he says he 100% doesn't like green beans, 100% doesn't care about it. I laughed the first time I saw it. Rudy, number 3.
I like the one where he chucks the football, where he's like, he throws the football. He's like, yeah, I got all this room over here to throw a football. And Patrick's like, no, that's easy. He's like, oh, no. And the football just crashes into 3 other people's yards.
That's the first one to show up on all of our lists. Number 3, Tucker.
The haircut for State Farm. He said, oh, no, everybody doesn't have to look like me. And then they all do look like him.
My number 2 is the Hy-Vee knife throwing, gravy throwing one. I think that one's a pretty good concept. Rudy, number 2.
Number 2 for me is the Community America. This is an older one where the guy's on the golf cart going deep and Patrick Mahomes throws the football.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Tucker, number 2.
The Cornhole State Farm one, bird shirt.
My number 1, State Farm Steakhouse commercial where he is just absolutely destroying a steak with a farting bottle of ketchup. It's still, that one is the only one on this list that I laugh every time. It gets me a little bit. That commercial is excellent. Number 1, Rudy.
Number 1 for me is the one where he's like, oh, you don't have to get my haircut to get the rate.
Yeah. Really?
I love that one.
It didn't make my top 5, but he's got a lot of commercials. Tucker, number 1.
Head and Shoulders, 100% don't like green beans. I think that's the best one.
100% don't care. This has been a 100% good hour. That's not true. Oh, we're done with power rankings. Da 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 da. How much show do we have left, Rudy? Be honest with me. Don't
1 minute,
me.
5 seconds.
1 minute, 5 seconds?
1 minute, 2 seconds.
What about now? That music means there's 1 minute left in the show. Thanks to Tucker D. Franklin. Tell everybody really quick all the things you do now.
I write for Sports Illustrated and for you. I write for Jesus Christ. I do the Roughing the Kicker Chiefs podcast.
For me and Jesus.
It's a pretty good list to be involved with.
What else do I do? That's about it. I sometimes teach occasionally.
You can follow him on Twitter at Tucker D. Franklin.
Seuss FedEx.
Listen to the Roughing the Kicker Chiefs podcast and read his work and all the great work up on Arrowhead Report. I'm there for it, but everyone else does great work. That's all fine. Tomorrow, Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News, Matt Verderam of Fanside will both join us to continue previewing the AFC Championship game here on your home for the NFL, Mother Bleepers, Sports Radio 810, WHB Kansas City. NFC Championship game, AFC Championship game, 24 hours of pregame, me on the postgame, all coming this weekend right here on Sports Radio 810. Bye, Mom!